Matt Stairs joins us. Matt, do you celebrate the wild card if you clinch or no?
Absolutely.
Really?
Why not?
Well, because you hadn't won anything yet.
You're in the playoffs.
What if you don't have home field?
You take it nice and easy.
What do you mean you take it nice and easy?
Well,
like,
I mean,
you're nice and easy, I guarantee, is way different than everybody else's.
Let's say it pops the Molson Canadian instead of some champagne.
So just a couple of beers?
Or a schooner.
You got to play in a couple days, though.
Well, that's why you don't do it very hard. You don't do like the Cleveland Indians did. Apparently, they never stopped last night.
Did, yeah, well, Mike Napoli was involved, so are you surprised?
No.
But it just seems to be counterproductive. You've still got lots, and I know you've got lots to play. But you're not in a series. You haven't won your division. You haven't really won anything.
Right.
You qualified to move on, and that was pretty much it.
Well, I mean, you're in the playoffs. That's the biggest thing. Now you just got one game. Now, if you win that game, that one game series in the wild card, do you pop the champagne then?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because you're in the series, right? Like,
you're in the series if you're a wild card.
Well, you're in a one game series.
Well, there you go. So
that's not a series. There's no series is a series of events. No, Stairsy.
So now you're sounding like a Maple Leaf.
No, I'm not. You sound like a Habs fan. Listen, if you play a one game playoff, if you play a one game playoff, right? That's not a series. The word series itself denotes that there will be multiples of things.
Right.
There is
nothing
called.
Where you're going.
Okay. So now
I know where you're going with this.
Have you ever partied your ass off after getting? Have you ever won a wild card spot as a player?
With the Detroit Tigers.
Okay. Did you party your head off?
Yes.
Well, did you party your head off after game 121?
And after game one and game two and game three. No, I mean, actually, you know what? Back then we didn't have the two wild cards.
Yeah.
So
it was more important because you're in a series.
I'm not saying go party. I'm saying, hey, listen, have a little toast and say, okay, boys, we got one big game. Let's get ready for it. I'm not saying go out and do a complete blowout for it because it is a couple of days after the season's over.
But no,
still
but do you?
Because you are in the playoffs.
Okay, Stairsy, but do you coat your locker room wherever you are? Okay. That's what I'm saying. You don't roll the champagne. Like, it won't look like last year where people are wearing goggles and Barry Davis looks like a fly.
No. He did, didn't he?
Yeah, he sure did. Cute little fella. Anyway.
What was that commercial? The Cars?
The Cars?
Back in the day, wasn't that commercial where it had the little fly going around or the little song? The fly. Never mind. Go ahead.
You're way older than me. I don't know. Way older. Anyway, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
Yeah, you're down in Philly. Listen, I know you're calling these games, and I know they've been tough, especially that one on Sunday. Tell us what it's like to call a 17-0 game when you're on the losing end of it.
Interesting. A lot of good things for the Mets to talk about, and a lot of bad stuff to talk about for the Phillies. You know, the problem is that our bullpen's ran out of gas. You know, we've given up almost 70 runs in September. The bullpen alone. So it's tough. You just got to start telling some stories, and you know, I would assume by the time it's 10-0, a lot of the fans are turning the game off. So it's we had a 6-0 lead last night, and we blew it.
Yeah,
we lost 7-6.
Yeah, yeah. The last few games, I'm just going over the Phillies: 7-6, 8-3. 9-8, 10-5, 10-8, 17-0, 7-6. So, you know, at least there's a lot of action in Phillies games, right? You got to be talking about that.
Well, that's all you got to talk about. You don't sugarcoat anything, though.
Wanted to get your thoughts. Obviously, you know what happened with the Jays and the Yankees on Monday, and then we'll get into what happened with the Jays and the Orioles yesterday in the series and how the playoffs are kind of shake out. But I wanted to get your thoughts on the sequence of events and I'm tired of calling it a brawl. It wasn't really a brawl. They never really are. But what happened between the Blue Jays, especially when they have something to play for and the New York Yankees don't?
Well, listen, I'm all for my pitchers protecting my players. But I think it was the wrong time. You know, Donaldson got nicked in the elbow. Then Hap throws behind Headley, you know, behind him and then hits him. But I just don't, you know, it happened to us 1 year in 08. Same thing. We're playing against, I believe, the Atlanta Braves, and the bench is cleared. It wasn't no brawl. The bench is cleared. But, you know, you have to have someone in the middle of it to back it off to the boys. Listen, they have nothing to play for. We do. You know, we got to stay away from the injuries. We got to stay away from suspensions. So it was just, it was really weird. And then who was it? The Mets pitcher, or I'm sorry, the Yankees pitcher,
Severino.
I mean, he looked like he was ready to go. He wanted to, you know, hit smoke, and then he was coming after him. So it's just, it's a weird situation, a bad timing. You just got to use your noggin there. Now, what happens if Hap would have got kicked out of the game?
Well,
a huge game.
Yeah, and you know what? It's funny. He probably should have. Severino should have the second time as well. But, you know, there's a very distinct possibility that he might get suspended. And, you know, you're in the fight of your life. And I get that part of it. I get thinking ahead a little bit. But at what point do those baseball instincts kind of fall by the wayside? Because everybody that's grown up with this code has decided they're smarter than that right now.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, listen, baseball's changed. I mean, it really has. It's, at least what we've seen down here, we don't protect the hitters anymore. And listen, I'm all for it. I love it. I love it. If my best guy's getting drilled, I'm taking two of your guys. I mean, I think it's good. But, you know, you got to pick your time and place. And you got to look at the situation. And sometimes you just got to say, listen, you know, flip that little chip off your shoulder and say, all right, the game's a lot more important right now to win. We face them 19 times next year. We can and pay back. You know, we pay back's a bitch. We can wait till next year.
Stairs, we saw Travis and Benoit get hurt in that fracas Monday night. Have you ever seen anybody get seriously hurt in one of those? And have you laid a beating on anybody before?
Well, in the minor leagues, yeah. Minor leagues, I sat out for probably about 12 games with the suspension. But, you know, I've never really seen anyone get really hurt. I mean, I've seen, you know, guys get their feet stepped on and their toes and stuff like that. But it's usually just a big meet and greet. That's what it is. It's a lot of people who get tough behind six or seven other guys. I mean, it's a good thing Russell Martin didn't get free because he looked like he was ready to go. But, you know, listen, you get heated up a little bit. There's a lot of pushing. The worst thing about those brawls is you have no idea where the punch is going to come from. And I've been in some bad ones with the Baltimore Orioles before where it's got ugly. I think we cleared three times. But they're fun. I enjoy them, but they're also dangerous. But I've never seen anyone that I've been a part of get seriously hurt like Benoit did with his calf. Mm-hmm. Didn't he get it jumping over the fence?
No. And you know what? This is the thing, is that everybody's talking about how that brawl led to his injury, and I guess very indirectly it did. Benoit, who is, I mean, he can throw hard. Is he in the greatest shape? I guess not. You know, he ran out of the bullpen and literally just made it past the warning track before he tore his calf muscle. So it's not like he got into the mix with everybody and hurt himself. But, yeah, I mean, you know, it's a freak injury. He could have got it going to the washroom. He couldn't have got it going to get ice cream or going back into the bullpen or going up and down the stairs. And, you know, so it's unfortunate, and the timing's unfortunate. And then, of course, you had Devin Travis to the mix re-aggravating his shoulder. Apparently he's day-to-day. So, you know, there's an argument to be made and substantiated that the whole thing was stupid and it really nothing good happened because of it, which is what Mark Shapiro said. But I'm more interested in, and yes, it's bad that Joaquin Benoit is out and Devin Travis, but I'm more interested in what might happen with suspensions. I have no idea what's going to happen. Mark Shapiro said he expects disciplinary action, but, you know, this time of the season, I know you can appeal. But at this time of the season, obviously not a good look for the Toronto Blue Jays, if anything.
No, it's not. I mean, we had that brawl, well, that little get-together with the Yankees a few years ago. You know, and a lot of things come down to where, you know, you get fined for, you know, being over-aggressive, whatever in hell that means. You know, I was fined. I said, well, listen, I want to see every camera in the stadium. I want to see where I was overly aggressive. I said, okay, never mind. No, you get to the point where you get a little ticked off, you know, and again, hopefully nothing happens with the suspensions. Hopefully guys, you know, are getting fined, that's it, or maybe a one-game suspension, you know, so hopefully nothing serious comes from it.
Stairsy, how disliked are the Blue Jays around baseball?
I wouldn't say disliked, not a bit. I think, you know, listen, a lot of people I'm down here with are rooting for the Jays. You know, I know all our broadcasters are. I mean, they love watching the Blue Jays play. You know, yeah, they do the, you know, they love watching their home runs and standing tall and doing bat flips and whatever. And everyone made a big thing about Teixeira hitting the game-tying home run that he did it. Well, so what? I mean, that's the thing that, you know, Bryce Harper says, let's have fun in baseball. So apparently flipping your bat and standing there and pimping it is having fun now. So listen, they're not talking bad about the Blue Jays down here. They're actually rooting for them. They are. They're really saying, listen, I hope the Blue Jays get in the playoffs, you know, play Baltimore or Detroit, win that. You know, they think it'd be a great series between them and Texas or whoever they're going to play. They're liked because they admire the way they play, and they love the fact that they just hit bomb after bomb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know what? That series, it's funny because we were talking about it last year, what would be the best matchup for the Toronto Blue Jays. But that series last year with Toronto and Texas and, of course, what happened to start this year, and we know what happened with Bautista. And no one's talking about Bautista and Rougui Odor yet. But, you know, the storyline involved with if the Toronto Blue Jays can get past that wild card, win that wild card game, hopefully at home. These are a lot of ifs, and I don't want to jinx it. We've said that all morning long. But my God, how much fun would that be to have round two Toronto Texas in the playoffs?
It'd be fun. Listen, it would be very intense. It'd be a fun series to watch. It'd be a fun series to call, that's for sure. Those are two teams that have a lot of energy and a lot of history. So it'd be exciting. But listen, let's get past Baltimore or Detroit first. Who do you guys think you guys gonna play?
I think it's going to be Baltimore. Baltimore hasn't played well, and I know Detroit's hanging one. They got two more games in Cleveland, and you know it's funny how what happened with Cleveland because they clinched a couple of days ago, and after they clinched, they throw all their scrubs out there, and then they got bombed by Detroit 12-0. So you know it's almost like Cleveland clinching was one of the worst things that could have happened for the Orioles yesterday, right?
Right.
And the motivation that Toronto has, and you get these two games at home, which will be could be absolutely devastating. You combine that with what happened in Cleveland. I love the rivalry of Baltimore Toronto. I love the Darren O'Day business. I hate Buck Showalter. I know that Stroman has a hate on for the Baltimore Orioles, and they don't like him. I mean, there's lots of great reasons to like that lineup. There's lots of great reasons to like that matchup. But you know, Detroit will be fun too. It's been a long time since Detroit and Toronto have played any competitive baseball against each other, and to play that one game playoff against Detroit, a storied franchise, that would be awesome as well.
Well, it would be. I mean, Detroit plays with the Yankees, and then Baltimore plays the Yankees, and Detroit comes all the way down here to Atlanta to close the season out.
Yeah.
So, and Atlanta's been playing well. I mean, they got some, you know, they got 1-5. They're pretty good.
Steers,
they got a good team.
I don't think the Blue Jays want any piece of Miguel Cabrera in a one game, do they?
Or Verlander.
Yeah.
Verlander can lock. I mean, he was money last night. But I think, well, you have to pick your poison with Cabrera. You know, whoever's swinging the bat well behind him, or if they are, that might be a game where he's blocking four times. So it's a tough pick right there, because you never know what Baltimore can do. You know, be interesting, that's for sure.
Real quick, Stairs, before we let you go, obviously the passing of Jose Fernandez was just devastating, not just for the Marlins organization, but for, you know, Major League Baseball and the fraternity of baseball players, you know, especially someone, and you know, life is no more important than you are good at baseball. That's not what I'm trying to say, but his baseball light shone very bright, and he had a huge, huge future ahead of him. What are the guys in baseball, and you've talked to a bunch of them and obviously been in those circles, what are people saying in as far as him as a competitor and that loss when it comes to baseball in general?
Well, they're taking it very tough. The guy was – he was a joy to be around. He was a guy that always smiled. He was so positive. I've only met him a couple of times, you know, never really sat down and chatted with him, but – just well liked. He respected the game. He loved the game, and that's the way he played. And honestly, I think it's really affected the players in the Miami. You can just tell how they react, how much they love him. A lot of the players throughout the leagues, you know, with the number and the initials on his hat. I know David Ortiz was crushed. He's a good friend with them. So it's one of those things where they say, well, you know, we're a family away from a family. It's true. You get to the ballpark at 12:30, 1 o'clock, and you're with them until 11 or 12. And you're doing that on a regular basis. The only time you don't see them is 16 times during our season with the days off. So it was tough. Thoughts and prayers to his family and the two others that passed away. It's just a terrible tragedy for a young man that was tremendous for the game and tremendous for his community.